Praise 100.9, 92.7 of Melanie. It is a Fab Friday. Lots going on this weekend, and we're going to tell you one great thing that you definitely have to do. Right now, I have on the line the one and only, the legendary Ben Tankard. How you doing, sir?
Hey, Mel. It's good to see you again.
Likewise. Now, you got so much going on. I'm excited with you, for you, at you, all this kind of stuff. You got a reality series coming out.
Girl, we got the bomb.com reality series. They call it docu-series now.
Okay.
With Bravo, NBC, and you guys are going to get to see my incredible family. I have the world's most interesting, exciting, hilarious, funny family. We call it the Black Brady Bunch.
I saw. So now the title of the series is Thicker
Than
Water.
Thicker Than Water.
Right.
The Tankards.
Now, but before we get to the reality series, you've got an amazing backstory.
Okay, well, I was raised extremely poor. I came up in the ghettos of Florida, and we used to be on public assistance, and, you know, my dad used to walk around with food stamps on a money clip.
Food stamps on a money clip.
Yeah, girl. Well, we had great parents, but we just didn't have anything. And I always made the determination when I was a kid that when I grew up, I was going to be wealthy, and I was going to share the love. I was going to be one of the biggest givers in the church. I was going to have a big family, and they were never going to go through what I went through. So 6'6" is what I grew to by the time I was in the sixth grade. So I began to pursue basketball. I thought my way to get wealthy and successful would be pro basketball. And I went through high school and college, dropped out of college early to pursue pro basketball. And I went to the minor leagues and played a while. Then I had an opportunity to go to the Portland Trail Blazers camp. And I got injured at that camp, so I never was able to get my NBA career off the ground. And because I was so depressed about that and I didn't have a college degree and I dropped out, I went to church because I was depressed. And in church, I got saved, and the evangelist prayed for me and told me to sit on the piano and put my hands on the keys. And I began to play that first night like a professional jazz musician. This gift was inside me the whole time, Mel, but I didn't know because I was chasing a basketball. And here I am talking to you guys 20-some years later, 18 CDs later. I kind of invented or pioneered this gospel jazz thing along with Take Six, and now I'm the best-selling instrumentalist in this genre, and hey, the rest is history.
And this is so crazy, and there's so much to talk about, but I really did just want to highlight that sometimes the way that we think our blessing is going to come, it doesn't come that way, and if we quit, we miss the next thing.
And I always like to say that all of us, you know, we go to college, we go to school, we all are seeking to be successful. So we are hypocrites to say that we don't want to be successful. If you don't want to be successful, then just don't go to work tomorrow. Quit lying. You know,
right.
We all want to be successful. But what happens is we end up chasing the money instead of chasing our destiny. If we chase our destiny, which is the reason why God made us, then the money and the success is on the backside of that destiny. I was chasing money by going to the NBA, but God knew that my success was hidden behind my music gift. And once I discovered it, then he began to give me everything else I would have had, even if I was in the NBA.
Wow, it's just phenomenal. And I'm so excited that now we get to see really what is the manifestation and the fruit of you walking in that on this series. And you mentioned before that it's on Bravo. When does it start?
It airs, we premiere November 10th, and we'll be coming on every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, prime time. They put us right behind Housewives of Atlanta.
That is so awesome. That is absolutely favor. And for those of you who haven't heard about it yet, you got to log on to PrayCharlotte.com. The trailer is posted, and I promise you, once you watch the trailer, you're going to be front and center in November to make sure you check out Thicker Than Water with Ben Tankard. Now, the exciting part is we get to partake of your gift before that, because you're here in the Queen City tomorrow along with Take Six.
Absolutely. The guys are celebrating 25 years in music, and it's ironic that they call me to open up for them and get the audience all excited and ready for their celebration, because it's also me celebrating 25 years.
Oh, that is awesome. Ooh, it's going to be amazing. And you've worked with Take Six before. I know you have some songs with, I believe, Mark is on you all work together as groups and individuals and that kind of stuff.
We have been intertwined for 20 years. They have appeared on at least three of my recordings, and I'm just so excited and honored that these healthy, wealthy, successful, good-looking young men that are still walking in their call in the body of Christ allowed me to share my gift with them on tomorrow night. I am waiting as fast as I can.
Well, so for you jazz aficionados out there, you gospel aficionados out there, this is the best of both worlds coming together. You do not want to miss it. If you've never heard this genre, you got to come out. Shouts out to Tammy Green, the jazz diva, really even for availing this platform for us. And I'm so excited about it. You can call 704-774-0375 to get your tickets. The concert goes down tomorrow. Again, Take Six and Ben Tankard at the Halton Theater. And it is going to be a celebration of 25 years in music for both Ben Tankard and Take Six. And you don't want to miss it. Thanks so much for hanging out with us this afternoon. I'm so excited to see you tomorrow. And I'm excited about this reality series. Where else can we find you online?
Just go to bentankard.org or bravotv.com. And, you know, they lead out this sizzle with a lot of bling. They came to me and said, Tank, you know, we got to ruffle the feathers of the community to get them to watch the show. So give us the thing that people are most in the body of Christ. What divides them the most? What is that issue that people can't seem to agree on? And I said, hey, all you got to do is say all Christians need to be millionaires, and you can get everybody to log in.
I mean, and the people going crazy.
And they're going to fell for it, girl. You just love
it. I love it.
And so I don't necessarily believe that. I'm still trying to figure it out. I don't know if I necessarily believe that everybody as a Christian is supposed to be a millionaire, because I know some people personally, if they had $1 million, they'd never make it back to church.
It is really to seek your purpose, and in your purpose comes your prosperity. And what prosperity is for you is it's different for everybody.
Right,
you know,
right.
It is money, and it's okay to be money, but it's not just money, and it might not be money for you. It might be peace of mind. It might be, you know, it might be time to relax. And, you know, it's a lot of different things for a lot of people, but I think it's the same concept. If you follow your purpose, you will prosper.
And I don't even pray for money for myself anymore. The money that I pray for is that I can share it with other people, because we support 32 other ministries. When I get ready to get something, I don't even think about the money. I just ask God to give me the thing itself. That way, I ain't got to worry about nothing. So if I see a car, I say, God, give me that car. I don't need the money to buy the car. Just give me the car.
My Lord.
I do need money to bless the poor and bless people that are in need. And we love to do that, because every single morning we get up and we pray and say, Lord, who would you have us to help today?
I love it. And you can catch more on Thicker Than Water on Bravo TV. Also tomorrow night, Ben Tankard in concert along with Take Six, the Carolina Jazz Concert Series at the Halton Theater. Call 704-774-0375 to get your tickets now. Thanks so much for hanging out with us this afternoon.
Thanks to you. Thanks to Sister Tammy, who always puts on a great show. It's going down tomorrow night. See everybody there.
Going down. Thanks so much. Awesome to talk to you.